God
Kenek
roh, 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 roh
Oh. Ερνηφάσιτε
τον νεμόν
Master, Lord Jesus Christ, Thou art God, who said to Saint John, our disciples and holy apostles, many prophets and righteous men have desired to see the things which you see and have not seen them, and to hear the things which you hear and have not heard them. But as for you, blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. May we be worthy to hear and to act according to your holy gospel, through the prayers of you, your saints.
Pray for the Holy Gospel.
Lord, have mercy.
Remember also our Master, all those who have bidden us to remember them in our supplications and prayers which we offer up unto you, Lord our God. Those who have already fallen asleep, repose them. Those who are sick, heal them, for you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all.
Salmos to David, go
Ah. Sotiro ben orotinen, Иисус бе Христос тем ширия мефноти фиес унх биоунов шаиним. Now on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb early, while it was still dark, and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. Then she ran and came to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken away the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Peter therefore went out, and the other disciple, and were going to the tomb. So they both ran together, and the other disciple outran Peter, and came to the tomb first. And he, stooping down and looked in, saw the linen cloths lying there, yet he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came following him, and went into the tomb, and he saw the linen cloths lying there, and the handkerchief that had been around his head, not lying with the linen cloth, but folded together in a place by itself. Then the other disciple who came to the tomb first went in also, and he saw and believed, for as yet they did not know the scripture that he must rise again from the dead. Then the disciples went away again to their own homes, but Mary stood outside by the tomb weeping, and as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the tomb. And she saw two angels in white sitting, one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. Then they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "Because they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." Now when she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, and did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" She, supposing him to be the gardener, said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him, "Rabboni," which is to say, "Teacher." Jesus said to her, "Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord, and that he had spoken these things to her.
Glory be to God for it.
بسم الآب والابن والروح القدس الله الواحد أمين. كل سنة وحضراتكم طيبين. نشكر ربنا على نعمته اللي سمحت لينا ان احنا نبقى موجودين في الكنيسة النهاردة ونحتفل بعيد الاعياد, عيد القيامة. قبل ما نسمع كلمة سيدنا البابا وابونا يقرأ لنا رسالة سيدنا الانبا يوسف ويدينا العزة, نقرأ لحضراتكم البرقية اللي جت من سيادة رئيس الجمهورية الرئيس عبد الفتاح السيسي اللي تهنئتنا, وايضا اللي ارفق معها كلمة او برقية الاستاذ خالد رزق القنصل العام. تهنئ القنصلية العامة لجمهورية مصر العربية في هيوستن, تهدي القنصلية العامة لجمهورية مصر العربية في هيوستن اطيب تحياتها, وتود ان تنقل اليكم والى ابناء الجالية الكرام نص تهنئة السيد رئيس الجمهورية لابناء مصر بالخارج بمناسبة حلول عيد القيامة. وفيما يلي نص الرسالة, الاخوة والاخوات ابناء مصر الاقباط في الخارج, يطيب لي ان ابعث اليكم باصدق التهاني القلبية والتمنيات بمناسبة الاحتفال بعيد القيامة المجيد. ادعو الله تعالى ان يعيد عليكم هذه المناسبة الطيبة وانتم متمتعون بموفور الصحة والسعادة, وان يحفظ مصرنا الغالية وشعبها العظيم وجميع شعوب العالم من كل مكروه وسوء. اتمنى لكم دوام التوفيق والسداد والمصرنا الحبيبة المزيد من الرفعة والرقي مع اطيب تمنياتي, وكل عام وانتم بخير. عبد الفتاح السيسي رئيس جمهورية مصر العربية. سيادة القنصل كتب, واود ان انتهز هذه المناسبة الكريمة لتوجه الى ابناء الجالية القبطية المصرية بالاصالة عن نفسي وبالنيابة عن زملائي في القنصلية بخالص التهاني والامنيات الطيبة. هذا وطارب القنصلية عن فائق تقديرها وعظيم احترامها, وتقبلوا مني وافر الاحترام القنصل العام الاستاذ خالد يسرير. نسمع دلوقتي كلمة سيدنا البابا اللي قالها في مصر علشان يهنئنا جميعا بعيد القيامة المجيد.
بسم الاب والابن والروح القدس الاله الواحد امين. خريستوس انستي, اليسوس انستي, المسيح قام, بالحقيقة قد قام. اهنئكم ايها الاحباء في كل كنائسنا القبطية في عبر المسكونة كلها بهذا العيد وبفرح افراحنا. اود ان ارسل تهنئتي الى الاباء المطارنة والاباء الكهنة والشمامسة ومجالس الكنائس الاراخنة, وايضا الى كل الشباب والى كل الاطفال والى كل الاسر. ارسل هذه التهنئة من ارض مصر وهنئكم وافرح معكم بهذا العيد. عيد القيامة له واقع وله تأثير في حياتنا جميعا, لكن انا احب ان انا يكون تأملي في هذه الدقائق المعدودة عن لماذا نحتفل بعيد القيامة ونعطيه كل هذه الأهمية ونحتفل به على مدى 50 يوما كاملا. لأن احنا بنعتبر ان 50 يوم الخمسين المقدسة هي لونج ساندي, هو يوم احد طويل بنحتفل فيه بالقيامة المجيدة. 3 اسباب احب احطها قدامك واحنا بنحتفل بعيد القيامة المجيدة. اولا, القيامة اروع حدث في تاريخنا وفي حياتنا. القيامة, قيامة ربنا يسوع المسيح في اليوم الثالث, يعتبر اهم واروع حدث في تاريخ كنيستنا. عندما نعود الى احداث الاسبوع الماضي وهي احداث اسبوع الالام كلها, نجد ان الصليب والقيامة وجهان لعملة واحدة. والصليب يؤدي الى القيامة, والقيامة جاءت من الصليب. ثم صوم الكبير كله باسابيعه واحاده, ثم وصلنا الى اسبوع الالام بكل نسكياته, وجئنا الى يوم جمعة الصلبوت لكيما نقول مثلما قال بولس الرسول, مع المسيح صلبت فاحيا لا انا بل المسيح يحيا في. القيامة القبر الفارغ, والقيامة الحراسة التي كانت على القبر, والحجر الكبير الذي وضع على باب القبر. وبعد 3 ايام قام ربنا يسوع المسيح. الشواهد الاثرية والتاريخية كثيرة جدا, ولكن يضاف اليها ايضا الشواهد النبوية. فمثلما كان يوناني النبي 3 ايام في بطن الحوت و3 ليالي, هكذا كان ابن الانسان ربنا يسوع المسيح في بطن الارض 3 ايام و3 ليالي. في العهد القديم في الضربات التي كانت على أرض مصر أيام فرعون وموسى النبي، ظل الظلام 3 أيام على أرض مصر ثم انقشع وظهر النور. عشان كده مجرد أن المريمات يروحوا بالحنوط ويحطوها على القبر وهم رايحين هناك إلى هذا القبر عشان يضعوا الحنوط كشيء من أعمال الوفاء، ولكن يفاجأوا أن العبارة اللي قال عليها الكتاب المقدس الذي يرقد هنا ليس هو ها هنا لكنه قد قام. القيامة أروع حدث في تاريخنا وفي حياتنا. السبب الثاني اللي بيخلينا نحتفل بالقيامة المجيدة هذا الاحتفال الممتد كثيرا، أن القيامة كما قلت أنها جاءت من الصليب، ولذلك كما علمنا المتنيح أبونا بشوي كامل أن مسيحية بلا صليب كعروس برع عريس، وبدون القيامة لا يكون لنا أي إيمان مسيحي. القيامة هي أساس الإيمان وأساس عقيدتنا، هي التي تقوم عليها مسيحيتنا. فبلا قيامة لا توجد كنيسة ولا يوجد إنجيل ولا توجد كرازة ولا يوجد أساس لإيماننا. لذلك القيامة، وده السبب الثاني، بنحتفل بها لأنها هي أساس الإيمان. عشان كده أول كلمة بنقولها في تسبحة نص الليل قوموا يا بني النور، ده إشارة إلى القيامة. في مديحة أرب صليم نقول رتلوا للذي صلب عنا وقام، في وسط التسبحة تسبحة الثلاث فتية. هي أساس الإيمان في حياتنا. عندما نصلي صلاة باكر كل يوم بنحتفل بعيد القيامة، وبنورك يا رب نعين النور. لما بنحتفل كل يوم حد ونروح الكنيسة هذا هو اليوم الذي صنعه الرب، وبالتالي تصير القيامة هي أساس إيماننا، ولا يكون لنا رجاء في الأبدية إلا بسبب قيامة ربنا يسوع المسيح. الأمر الثالث الذي بسببه نحتفل بعيد القيامة ويمتد احتفالنا كل هذه الأيام، أن القيامة هي مصدر أفراحنا ومصدر سلامنا. لما بتقرأ وياي في إنجيل معلمنا يوحنا في إصحاح 20 وعدد 20 يقول كده: ففرح التلاميذ إزراء الرب، فرح التلاميذ إزراء الرب لما ظهر لهم في العلية، وكانت الأبواب مغلقة وحالة من الخوف والرعب في داخلهم، لكن كان ظهور ربنا يسوع المسيح في وسطهم وابتدى بالكلمة دي سلام لكم. فكان صارت القيامة هي سبب فرح، وصارت القيامة هي سبب السلام، وده اللي بيخلينا بنسمي الإنجيل هو البشارة، يعني الفرح. كل مرة بتمسك إنجيلك أنت بتتعامل مع مصدر الفرح في حياتك. بنسمي عيد القيامة الإستر، وجاي من الإست اللي هي الشرق، اللي هي النور، اللي هي البهجة، اللي هي الفرحة، هي السلام بالنسبة للإنسان. هذا هو اليوم الذي صنعه الرب فلنفرح فيه ونبتهج. أهنئكم جميعا، وأهنئ كل إخوتنا الأحباء من الأباء المطرنة والأباء الأساقفة والأباء الكهنة والشمامسة وكل الخدام في كل كنيسة، كل شعب كل كنيسة، أهنئكم. ونصلي جميعا من أجل سلام العالم ومن أجل سلام كل الأحباء، ونرفع صلوات خاصة ونحن نفرح بهذه القيامة من أجل هذا الوباء الذي تعانيه البشرية، لكي ما يحفظ الله جميع البشر في كل مكان ويرفع هذه الضيقة عن الجميع، ويجعلنا نفرح بهذه القيامة المجيدة في حياتنا. السلام أنقله إليكم من أرض مصر وهنا من المقر البابوي بالعباسية بالقاهرة، وأهنئ الجميع في كل الإبرشيات في قارات أوروبا وأمريكا الشمالية وكندا وأمريكا الجنوبية وأفريقيا والكرسي الأورشليمي وأيضا في منطقة الخليج وأسيا وأيضا في أستراليا. تحياتي ومحبتي للجميع، رجاء لكم كل خير وكل صحة، وخريستوس أنستي أليسوس أنستي.
I'll read Grace Bishop Youssef's message. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. My beloved children, Christ is risen, truly He is risen. I wish you a joyous, glorious feast of resurrection. Christ's ministry gave special attention to four important elements in life, which are family, friends, forgiveness, and faith. His resurrection initiated a new beginning in Him with four features accompanying life's journey, which are hope, happiness, healing, and heaven. The Lord's focus was never just on our sins, but on how to make us better. During the Holy Great Fast, we became acquainted with broken families, marital discord, loneliness, and helplessness. By these examples, the Holy Gospel narrated to us the sufferings and humiliation people endure, whether it is through social, emotional, or financial hardships. Yet Christ's message was on building our spiritual resilience, for which we must strive. His conversations were to lead us to salvation. He encountered every type of misery to allow us to see ourselves in these individuals and to take note of our own weaknesses. We can recognize something in these lost souls that resembles some unflattering traits in ourselves, and may finally realize that as He drew near to them with compassion, He sees us in our wretched state. If only we would allow Him to make us whole, we would find true peace, for He is the King of Peace. His words and actions profess His amazing love. Yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn you. Again, I will build you, and you shall be rebuilt, O Virgin of Israel. Through His death and resurrection, He is rebuilding us. He is constructing our thoughts and our hearts, as prophesied by Ezekiel. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. How can He refer to Israel as a virgin when she often played the harlot by consistent idolatry and abandoning God for greedy pursuits to gain worldly power, riches, and the pride of life? What hurt Christ the most were not the whips nor the cross nor the tomb, because His love covered our shame. What hurts Him the most, even until now, is the destruction of the family. He gently provided a profound message on preserving marriage and restoring the family unit. The disassembling of the family had been a key weapon at Satan's disposal from the beginning. He tried to sow a wedge between Adam and Eve, Cain and Abel, Abraham and Sarah, Jacob and Esau, Joseph and his brothers, Moses and his siblings, and Saul and Jonathan. The prodigal son and the Samaritan woman were also products of the vicious attacks on marriage and the family, and the outcome of discord is more and more evident in today's societies and toxic cultures. Godly friends are harder and harder to find. Even the Lord encountered disloyal friends. Out of 12, only one, Saint John the Beloved, stayed by his side during the hardest time and proved to be the truest friend and disciple. Though this is the only disciple who did not endure martyrdom, his faithful proximity to the Lord during His crucifixion and death may have been much harder to endure than if he had been martyred himself. He also stepped up to care for St. Mary for the remaining years of her life. With all the pain that Christ endured and could barely breathe until He hung on the cross, He had to secure a safe shelter for His dear mother, whom He highly esteemed. It is no wonder that our earthly church fathers fought vehemently against all heresies that denied that St. Mary is the Mother of God. The Holy Resurrection is not just a miracle, but it is the transformative power of Christ's resurrection and converting stony hearts that is more astounding. No acts of miracles and no persuasive rhetoric convinced the foreign career thief, a forgiven career thief, but he swiftly took paradise by his sincere repentance. Faith captivated the centurion, whose life would end in martyrdom, and happiness was found at the empty tomb by a hopeful servant who had been exorcised of 7 demons. The Lord's greatest joy was and still is in healing relationships. Thus the restoration of the Apostle Peter was foremost on his healing agenda to rebuild relationships. Let us build and rebuild, not merely buildings and structures, but marriages, families, and godly relationships. Onward to heaven, the Lord led his disciples to witness his ascension, and unto heaven we must fix our eyes, confidently and joyfully striving to enter into his kingdom. We pray for our honored father and patriarch, His Holiness Pope Theodosius II, and beseech the Lord to preserve his life upon his throne for many years and peaceful times. God bless you, signed His Grace, Bishop Yusuf. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. As I was thinking on this joyous occasion, what to speak about, I was overwhelmed, with joy, despite the passions and everything, during this week. The fact that we're all here together, and we're able to celebrate, the Passion Week together, I couldn't think of anything, more fitting to speak about except for joy. And I'm sure many of us share the same sentiment, that it's a joy and privilege and honor for us to be together in the church again, praying as one body. And really, this is a heavenly gathering. Heaven is a place like this where we'll all be in close proximity with one another, praising and worshiping God. And I think we all felt the difference between last year and this year. But as we share in this joy and are able to come together, there are many in the world who are still stricken by COVID-19. And they can't share as we are sharing. So maybe as we pray in the liturgy today, we pray for our brothers and sisters, those who have lost loved ones during this pandemic, and those who are suffering. We offer our prayers to them that hopefully soon they can join us and be restored to their communities as well in fellowship with one another. If we look at the day of resurrection, it is the day of joy. In the early church, they used to call this feast the Feast of Pascha. Pascha is not only the Passion part, but it's actually the Resurrection. So the whole week is called the Pascha week, which means Passover. So this was a joyous time. If you look in the history of Israel, the day of Passover, when they celebrated it, was the crown of all feasts. The Passover feast is when they were spared and given life, and they were saved from the enemy, Pharaoh and his enemies. And it's because of this that the church chose Exodus chapter 15 to pray in the midnight praises every night. This is the first canticle, the first host. We pray it every night, and this is the praise that the people of Israel chanted after they crossed the Red Sea and God saved them. So we will speak briefly this evening about what is today? What is the joy that today brings? The joy of the glorious Feast of Resurrection. Number one, it brings us joy because victory over death. Death no longer has its sting or its hold on us. And we are here rejoicing not that the Lord Jesus Christ rose from the dead, because this is something natural for Him. He is the life giver. He is God. Satan never had any authority over Him and will never have any authority. His resurrection and life is the normal for Him. Whenever He would go around and He would see people, He would restore life, restore healing, right? This was normal. But the greatest of the miracle that happened today is that He took you and I's nature and resurrected what was destined to death, gave us victory over death. So we rejoice that He took our nature through His incarnation unto Himself and raised our nature in Him. And we saw this beautiful exchange on Holy Great Friday. When the Lord stood up and He was with Pilate, they had a robber who was with Him, what was his name? Barabbas. And you know what Barabbas means? Bar in Hebrew means the son, and Abbas means father. So his name means the son of the father. So you had the son of the father on one end who was a criminal sentenced to death. And then you had on the other side the Son of God, capital S, right? Who was perfect, unblemished, ready to take on the burden of the world on his shoulders. So we see they asked the people whom they want released, and they said they want the Son of Man. They want the Son, the Barabbas, released to them. So we saw at the expense of Christ, the children of men, or the sons of man, were released, were given life, and he took the penalty of death upon himself. So we see, even from this moment and before, that Christ took on himself the penalty of death on our behalf. And now we can say joyfully with St. Paul, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? So death no longer has the place and has a grip on those who believe and trust in the Lord. That's why in the Litany of the Departed, we call it the Departed. We don't say this is the Litany of the Dead. And in the Litany we say, there is no death for your servants but what? A departure. Very different. Death is an end, but departure is just a changing of location. And this is exactly what it is for us. When one of our beloved depart, it's a departure from one life to the next. From maybe an inferior life to a greater life. The second joy that we have in the resurrection are that the gates of Hades and the gates of paradise were both open. Prior to the resurrection, all of humanity was condemned to Hades. Righteous or not righteous. From David, Abraham, all of the righteous men and women in the Old Testament, they all were condemned to Hades. After the resurrection, heaven and paradise was open to mankind. And the Psalm 16, David, he says what? For you will not leave my soul in Sheol. Sheol is Hades. Nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. So he knew that his end was Sheol, was Hades. But he had faith in the resurrection. The Messiah would come and he would restore those who were in captivity in Hades. Now I said both the gates of paradise were opened and also the gates of Hades. Who has the keys of Hades? The Lord tells us in Revelation chapter 1, he says, I am he who lives and was dead, and behold, I live forever, amen. And I have the keys of Hades and of death. So the Lord has the keys to both Hades and paradise. Those who will enter with him, he has the keys. Those whom he will keep out, he also has the keys. That's why in the hymn that we chanted today in Arabic, Ya Kulla Safuf, in English it's All You Heavenly Orders, there's a beautiful verse in there that says what? He led Hades captive and crushed the brass doors. He utterly broke the bars of iron and for us exchanged punishment for salvation. He exchanged punishment for salvation. This is why we hear the Lord on the cross when he tells the right thief, he tells him, today you will be with me where? In paradise. Paradise was open and the gates of Hades were open. And the Lord went and descended to Hades and took the righteous souls into paradise. The third reason for our joy during this blessed feast is our sins can be transformed into holiness. The sins that plagued my life before can be transformed into holiness. Listen what the Lord says to his disciples. It says, behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt you. So he gave us the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions. That's how a man like Saul, when he met the Lord Jesus, was able to be transformed into St. Paul that we know, the great evangelist of the Christian faith. That's why we see in the life of St. Peter himself, he denied the Lord three times and cursed that he didn't even know him. But through the joy and the power of the resurrection, it transformed St. Peter, who was, perhaps we could say, a coward at the moment, hope he forgives me for saying that, to being a courageous evangelist who preached on the day of Pentecost to those same people who wanted him dead. And he converted 3,000 souls on that day. We are overjoyed today because our sins can be transformed into holiness. Number four is that we rejoice today because the scales have been balanced. The scales are balanced. And justice will be rightly justified. Now, I don't mean injustice like what you hear in the media now, because sometimes it's used in a way that perhaps is intended to harm others. But this is not how the Lord looks at it. But He looks at justice as being the recompense of those who have labored and suffered unwarranted hardship. Those who have suffered hardship, whether, you know, by natural consequences or by those imposed on them by others. We looked yesterday, or we saw yesterday, those who attended the Apocalypse Night, the beautiful story of Susanna, right, who was accused falsely by two judges of Israel and was going to be sentenced to death. And if it wasn't for Daniel and his wisdom and the grace that God gave him, he saved her. And he exposed both of these judges as being false witnesses. Right? So we see the scales were balanced. We also see the story of the rich man and Lazarus, who the rich man treated Lazarus very poorly in his life. And his lot was to live a poor life in this world. He accepted this, lived this way. But then we see the end of this. The scales were balanced. Lazarus went to the bosom of Abraham, and the rich man was taken to Hades. Not because he was rich, but because he showed no mercy on Lazarus. So the joy of today, the balance is, the scales are balanced in the resurrection. So this is, gives us hope. There is no room and no place for despair in our life. Whether I'm going through a hardship or not, the scales will one day be balanced. The suffering that I'm enduring now will be recompensed in the coming age. Lastly, the joy that we share today is being in the presence of the Lord, or being reconciled to the Father. The Lord's resurrection confirmed the acceptance of God the Father's the acceptance of God the Father of the sacrifice of His Son. That's why, if you paid attention in the book of Acts today, it said that God the Father raised the Lord Jesus from the dead. Not that the Lord Jesus didn't do it of Himself, because He said, I have the power to lay it down and take it again. But He said the Father raised Him as being the seal of approval of the Father. That this the Lord Jesus wasn't condemned and hung on the cross as a criminal, but He was hung on the cross as a propitiation or a sacrifice for all of the sins of the world, coming to reconcile us. And reconcile, in the Orthodox understanding, is the bringing back, the restoring of a relationship. Or, I guess we can say now, like the making up, right? So He restored this relationship between us and the Father that was formerly broken by sin. That's why St. Paul says in Ephesians, for He Himself is our peace, who has made both one, meaning Jews and Gentiles, that's how they separated all the people at the time, and has broken down the middle wall of separation between us and God the Father, having abolished in His flesh the enmity. He came and preached peace to you who were afar off and to those who were near. So this middle wall of separation between us and the Father has been broken down. Lastly is, how can we express our joy? How can we express our joy in a godly way and an acceptable way? Number one is to praise God, to praise Him, to sing praises of Him. In Ephesians chapter 5, St. Paul tells the people, speak to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing, making melody in your hearts to the Lord. Singing and praising God is a way we give thanks to Him and a way we express our joy that is acceptable to Him. Number two is to gather and share your joy with one another. To share our joy with one another. Right? This is, yani, something that is pleasing to the Lord. And not indulging in, you know, the sins of the world or becoming stumbleblocks for others in the midst of our gathering. No. But to share in the joy of the Lord, to speak about Him, to offer Him praise, and to share in fellowship with one another. And lastly, we can show our joy to the Lord and our thankfulness to Him by partaking of His body and His precious blood. In Psalm 15, in the Septuagint or in the Egbeia, the psalmist says, what shall I render to the Lord for everything which He has done unto me? So he asks the question, what can I give the Lord in exchange for everything He has done for me? And he responds and say, I shall take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. What is the cup of salvation? It's the body and blood of the Lord. And you notice here the interesting thing is that, you know, we want to show the Lord thanks and express our joy to Him for what He has given us. And how does He do it? Does He want us to offer something to Him? He says, no, come take something else that I've offered you. And that is my body and blood. So this is Him. He gives perpetually and we are taking. The little we have, whether it's our service, our offerings, our labors, we offer it to Him. But certainly it's not His recompense for all that He showers us with. Today is a day of joy. And I pray that we're all filled with joy during this feast and we can share with one another in this beautiful occasion. Christos Anesti, Alithos Anesti.
Λοιπόν αυκαύχεν βι εμαύ κατάν εισμή εμε περόφη τίκον χεν βι μα σωμτήν εχα ο Χριστός Ανέστη εκ νεκρών. حسب الأخبار النبوية وفي اليوم الثالث المسيح قام من الأموات
The Pontificator, the Father of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, we ask and entreat your goodness, O lover of mankind. Remember, O Lord, the peace, everyone, only holy, Catholic, and Apostolic Church.
Pray for the peace of the one holy, Catholic, and Apostolic Church of God.
Lord, have mercy.
this from one end of the world to the other, all peoples and all flock, bless the heavenly peace and down into all our hearts. Even the peace of this life graciously grant us, the leaders, the armies, the rulers, the counselors, the multitudes, our neighbors, our coming in and our going out. Adorn them with all peace. O King of Peace, grant us your peace, for you have given us all things. Acquire us to yourself, O God, our Savior, for we know none other but you. Your holy name we utter. May our souls live by your Holy Spirit. Let not the death of sin have dominion over us, we your servants, nor over all your people.
Lord have mercy.
Again, let us ask God, the Pontificator, the Father of our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ, we ask and entreat your goodness all over mankind. Remember, O Lord, our honored Patriarch and Father Archbishop, our Patriarch Papa Abba Suadrus II, and his spiritual brethren, the Patriarch of Antomar Ignatius of Fram, and the Patriarch of Eritrea, and his partner, the Apostolic Liturgy, our Father, the Bishop Abba Yosef. Secure for us for many years in peaceful times, fulfilling that holy archpriesthood with which you have entrusted them for yourself, according to your holy and blessed will, rightly handling the word of truth, shepherding your people in purity and righteousness, and all the Orthodox bishops, hickimans, priests, deacons, and all the fullness of your one only holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, grant them and us peace and safety in every place, their prayers which they offer on our behalf, as well as ours on their behalf. Upon your holy rational altar in heaven as a sweet savior of incense, all their enemies, visible and invisible, trampling may under their feet speedily. As for them, keep them in peace and righteousness in your holy church.
Lord, mercy.
Again, let us ask God, the Pontificator, the Father of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, we ask and entreat your goodness, O lover of mankind. Remember, O Lord, our assemblies, bless them.
Pray for this holy church and for our assembly.
More than
they may be to us without all obstacle or hindrance, so we may hold them according to your holy and blessed will. Houses of purity, houses of blessing, houses of prayer, grant them to us, O Lord, and to your servants who will come after us forever. Arise, O Lord, that all your enemies be scattered, all who hate your holy name flee before your face, but let your people be in blessing doing your holy will.
And the wisdom of God let us attend. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy truly.
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pontificator, creator of heaven and earth and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not created, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men, for our salvation, came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary, and became man, and he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried. On the third day he rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures, ascended into the heavens, he sits at the right hand of his Father, and he is come again in his glory to judge the living and the dead. This kingdom shall have no end. He has to believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life. Father and sons worshipped and glorified. He spoke by the prophets and one holy gathering of Apostolic Church. We confess one baptism for remission of sins. Tin gushti evon chayit hinti anastas. If mot nem bi on chen te bi on esneo a
أخطيت يا أبي وأخواتي سامحوني وصلوا لك. Schliel ist Logison, Ehren ich Fassi,
Etom ne Mati, Isol.
O you, the being who was and who abides forever, the eternal co-essential co-enthrone, co-creator with the Father, who for the sake of goodness only brought man into existence out of non-existence and put him in the paradise of joy. And when he fell through the deception of the enemy and the disobedience of your holy commandment, you desire to renew him and to restore him to his first estate. Neither an angel nor an archangel, neither a patriarch nor a prophet have you entrusted with our salvation, but you without change were incarnate and became man, and resembled us in everything except for sin alone, and became for us a mediator with the Father. And the middle wall you have broken down, and the old enmity you have abolished. You have reconciled the earthly with the heavenly, and made the two into one, and fulfilled the economy in the flesh. And at your ascension into the heavens in the body, having filled all with your divinity, you said to your holy disciples and apostles, my peace I give to you, my peace I leave with you. The same also now grant us, O our Master, and cleanse us from all blemish, all guile, all hypocrisy, all vice, all craftiness and the remembrance of vice, they bring death.
Pray for perfect peace, love and holy apostolic greeting.
Lord have mercy.
Make us all worthy, O our Master, to greet one another with a holy kiss, that without falling into condemnation we may partake of your immortal and heavenly gift, through your grace and the goodwill of your good Father, and the work of your Holy Spirit. For you are the provider and giver of all goodness.
Yeah.
Srimati greet one another with a holy kiss. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Yes, Lord, who is Jesus Christ, the Son of God, hear us and have mercy on us. Let us stand well, let us stand reverently, let us stand earnestly, let us stand in peace, let us stand in the fearing God. Trembling and stunned, offer in order, stand with trembling, look towards the east, let us attend.
Eten neverezze ante tite otoko,
tiso et maria, shoi sarie, monanim vicore, vorem tenen nobis, tenostem moco preferentos, en vecios en agasos, nem dem nem ma, es oem si acton cacto si emo eleus irinis se se
Me
meet and right, meet and right, meet and right. It is fitting indeed and right that we praise you, bless you, serve you, worship you, and glorify you, the one only true God, the lover of mankind, ineffable, invisible, infinite, without beginning, everlasting, timeless, immeasurable, incomprehensible, unchangeable, creator of all, savior of everyone, who forgives our sins, who saves our life from corruption, who crowns us with mercy and compassion. You are he whom the angels praise and the archangels worship. You are he whom the principalities bless and to whom the dominions cry. You are he whose glory the authorities declare. You are he unto whom the throne sent up honor. Thousands of thousands stand before you, and 10,000 times 10,000 offer you service. You are he whom the invisible bless and the visible worship. They all do your word, O our Master.
Who are seated then?
O you, the being Master, Lord, true God of true God, who has manifested to us the light of the Father, who has granted us the true knowledge of the Holy Spirit, who has manifested to us this great mystery of life, who has established the rising of the choir of the incorporeal among men, who has given to the earthly the praising of the seraphim. Receive from us also our voices together with the invisible. Count us with the heavenly host. Let us also say with them, having cast away from us all the thoughts of evil imagination, and proclaim that which they send up with unceasing voices and unfailing lips, and praise your greatness.
Look toward the east.
You are here around whom stand the cherubim and the seraphim, 6 wings to the one and six wings to the other. With 2 they cover their faces, and with 2 they cover their feet, and with 2 they fly, and 1 cries to another. They send up the hymn of victory and salvation, which is ours, with a voice full of glory. They praise they sing they proclaim, they cry out Everything, and most excellent is the light of your essence. Ineffable is the power of your wisdom, and no manner of speech can measure the depths of your love toward mankind. You, as lover of mankind, have created me as man. You have no need of my servitude, but rather I had need of your lordship. Because of the multitude of your tender mercies, you have brought me into existence when I was not. You have raised heaven as a roof for me, and established the earth for me to walk upon. For my sake you have bound the sea. For my sake you have manifested the nature of animals. You have subjected all things under my feet. You have not left me in need of any of the works of your honor. You are he who formed me and laid your hand upon me and inscribed in me the image of your authority. You have placed in me the gifts of speech and opened for me paradise to enjoy and have given to me the learning of your knowledge. You have manifested to me the tree of life and made known to me the sting of death. Of one plant have you forbidden me to eat, that of which you have said to me, of it only do not eat. But according to my will I did eat. I put your law behind me by my own counsel, and became slothful toward your commandments. I plucked for myself the sentence of death.
Have mercy.
حولت لي العقوبة خلاصا كراع صالح سعيت في طلب الضال كأب حقيقي تعبت معي أنا الذي سقط ربطتني بكل الأدوية المؤدية إلى الحياة أنت الذي أرسلت لي الأنبياء من أجلي أنا المريض أعطيتني الناموس عونا أنت الذي خدمت لي الخلاص لما خالفت ناموسك كنور حقيقي أشرقت للضالين وغير العارفين
يا رب ورحا
الكائن في كل زمان أتيت إلينا على الأرض أتيت إلى بطن العذراء You the infinite being God did not consider equality with God a thing to be grasped but emptied yourself and took the form of a servant and blessed my nature in yourself and fulfilled your law on my behalf. You have shown me the rising up from my fall. You have given release to those who were bound in Hades. You have lifted the curse of the law. You have abolished sin in the flesh. You have shown me the power of your authority. You have given sight to the blind. You have raised the dead from death wounds. You have established nature by the word. You have manifested to me the economy of your tender mercy. You have borne the oppression of the wicked. You have given your back to the scourge. You have your cheeks, you have left open to those who smite. For my sake, O my Master, you have not hidden your face from the shame of spitting.
Lord, have mercy.
To the slaughter as a sheep, even to the cross. You have manifested the greatness of your care for me. You have slain my sin in your tomb. You have brought my first fruit up to heaven. You have shown me the manifestation of your coming, wherein you shall come to judge the living and the dead, and give each one according to his deed.
According to your mercy, O Lord, and not according to our sin.
I offer you, my Master, partaking of your flesh and bread and wine.
in which you gave yourself of your own will and authority alone. He took bread into his holy hands, which are without spot or blemish, blessed and life-giving.
We believe that this is true.
To O God, who art Father, Master of everyone, and when he had given thanks,
Amen.
He blessed it,
Amen.
He sanctified it,
confess and we glorify.
He broke it and gave it on to his own saints, disciples and holy apostles, saying, take heed of it all of you, for this is my body which is broken for you and for many, to be given for the remission of sins. This do in remembrance of me.
This is true. Amen.
Likewise also the cup after supper, he mixed it of wine and water, and when he had given thanks,
Amen.
He blessed it,
Amen.
He sanctified it,
again we believe, we confess, and we glory.
Disciples and all the apostles, saying, take, drink of it all of you, for this is my body, my blood, which is shed for you and for many, to be given for the remission of sins. This do in remembrance of me.
This is also true.
Proclaim my death, confess my resurrection, and remember me till I come.
Amen, amen, amen. Your death, O Lord, we proclaim. Oh,
Therefore, as we also commemorate His holy passion, His resurrection from the dead, His ascension into the heavens, His sitting at Your right hand, O Father, and His second coming from the heavens, awesome and full of glory, we offer up unto Your gifts from what is Yours, for everything concerning everything, and in everything.
Worship God in fear and trembling.
We praise You, we bless You, we serve You, we worship You.
Into His holy body.
I believe. Amen.
And this cup also, the precious blood of His new covenant.
Again, I believe.
Given for the remission of sins and eternal life to those who partake of Him.
Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy.
Make us all worthy, our Master, to partake of Your holies and to the purification of our souls, bodies and spirits, that we may become one body and one spirit, and may have a share and inheritance with all the saints who have lived since the beginning. Remember, O Lord, the peace of Your one only holy Catholic and Apostolic Church.
Pray for the peace of the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church of God.
Lord have mercy.
Which You have acquired Yourself with the precious blood of Your Christ, keep her in peace with all the Orthodox bishops who are in her. Foremost, remember, O Lord, our blessed and honored Father, the Archbishop, our Patriarch of Tawadros II, and his spiritual brethren, the Patriarch of Antioch, Mayor Ignatius Ephraim, and the Patriarch of Eritrea, Abun Antonius, and his partner in the liturgy, our Father, the Bishop Abba Yusef.
Pray for our High Priest, Pope Abba Tawadros II, Pope and Patriarch and Archbishop of the great city of Alexandria, and his brethren in the Apostolic Liturgy, the Patriarch of Antioch, Mar Ignatius Ephraim, and the Patriarch of Eritrea, Abun Antonius, and his partner in the Apostolic Liturgy, our Father, the Bishop Abba Yusef, and four Orthodox bishops.
Lord have mercy.
And those who rightly handle the word of truth, with them grant them unto Your holy Church to shepherd Your flock in peace. Remember, O Lord, the Orthodox Higumens, priests and deacons.
For the Higumens, priests, deacons, subdeacons, and the seven orders of the Church of God.
Lord have mercy.
And all the servants and all who are in virginity and the purity of all Your faithful people, remember, O Lord, to have mercy upon us, O
God. Have mercy upon us, O God.
Remember, O Lord, the salvation of this Your holy place and every monastery of our Orthodox fathers.
Pray for the salvation of the worlds and of cities of ours, and all cities, countries, islands, and monasteries.
Lord, have mercy.
And those who dwell in God's faith graciously accord, O Lord, to bless the air of heaven and the fruits of the earth this year.
Pray heaven, the fruits of the earth and the trees of the vineyard, and for every fruit-bearing tree in all the world, that Christ our God may bless them, bring them perfection and peace without harm, and forgive us our sins.
Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy.
Raise them to their measure according to your grace. Give joy to the face of the earth. May its sephirot be abundantly watered and its fruits be plentiful. Prepare it for sowing and harvesting. Manage our life as deemed fit. Bless the crown of the air with your goodness for the sake of the poor of your people, the widow, the orphan, the traveler, the stranger, for the sake of all of us who entreat you and seek your holy name, for the eyes of everyone wait upon you, for you give them their food in due season. Deal with us according to your goodness, who you give food to all flesh. Fill our hearts with joy and gladness, that we, to having sufficiency in everything, always may abound in every good deed.
Lord, have mercy.
Remember, O Lord, those who have brought to you these gifts, those on whose behalf they have been brought, and those by whom they have been brought. Give them all the heavenly reward.
Pray for these holy and precious gifts, our sacrifices, and those who bring them.
Lord,
O Lord, is a command of your only begotten Son, that we share in the commemoration of your saints. Graciously accord, O Lord, to remember all the saints who have pleased us since the beginning, our holy fathers, the patriarchs, the prophets, the apostles, the preachers, the evangelists, the martyrs, the confessors, and all the spirits of the righteous perfected in the faith. Most of all, the pure, full of glory, ever virgin, holy Theotokos, Saint Mary, who truly gave birth to God the Lord. August and Saint John the Forerunner, Baptist and Martyr, Saint Stephen the Archdeacon and Proto-Martyr, the Beholder of God, the Evangelist, Saint Mark the Holy Apostle and Martyr, the Patriarch, Saint Severus, our Teacher, Discourse, Saint Athanasius the Apostolic, Saint Peter the Holy Martyr and Archpriest, Saint John Chrysostom, Saint Theodosius, Saint Theophilus, Saint Demetrius, Saint Cyril, Saint Basil, Saint Gregory the Theologian, Saint Gregory the Wonder Worker, Saint Gregory the Armenian, the 318 at Symbol at Nicaea, the 150 at Constantinople, and the 200 at Ephesus. Our righteous Father, the great Abba Antony, the righteous Abba Paul, the three saints, Abba Makary, and all the children, the cross bearers. Our Father, Abba John, the Egumen, our righteous Father, Abba Bishoy, the perfect man, the beloved of our good Savior, and all the choir of your saints, through whose prayers and supplications have mercy on us all and save us for the sake of your holy name, which is called upon us.
Let those who read recite the names of our holy Father, the patriarchs, who have fallen asleep. The Lord repose their souls and forgive us our sins.
May their holy blessing be with us, Ami. Glory to you, O Lord. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Pomev i embestos
Nemni one te ember bomevi en orthozoxos. Naete anonem ou hos agathos ohemairomi evnoti.
Irini pasi
our souls. God who gave himself up for our salvation from sin, who through the multitude of his tender mercies has loosed the enmity of mankind, the only begotten who is in the bosom of his Father, O Lord, bless.
See. O Master Lord God, the Pantocrator, the Father of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, who through His cross descended to Hades and restored our Father Adam and his children to paradise.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Lord have mercy.
He buried us with himself, and through his death he abolished the power of death. And on the third day he rose from the dead.
Christ is risen from the dead.
He appeared to Mary Magdalene and spoke with her in this manner, saying, "Tell my brethren to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." The archangel descended from heaven and rolled a stone from the door of the tomb and proclaimed the glad tidings to the women carrying the spices, saying, "Jesus
anesti ek nekrom."
Christ is risen from the dead.
Truly he is risen from the dead.
Christ is risen from the dead, trampling down death by death, and upon those in the tombs bestowing life. He breathed into the face of his saintly disciples and holy apostles, saying, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. Therefore we ask you, our Master, purify us from all hypocrisy, that with a pure heart we may dare with boldness, without fear, to entreat you, O God, the Holy Father, within the heavens, and say, 'Our Father.'"
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Pasi.
Et omnemati so.
Remember, O Lord, our assemblies, bless them.
Save them in with your spirit and the fear of God, let us attend.
Amen. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
The Holy is for the holy. Blessed be the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. The sanctification is by the Holy Spirit. Amen.
One is the Holy Father, one is the Holy Son, one is the Holy Spirit.
Hear any passi.
It's almighty.
Precious true blood of Jesus Christ, the Son of our God. Amen. Body and the true blood of Jesus Christ, the Son of our God. Amen. This is true. Amen. I believe and confess to the last breath that this is the life-giving flesh that your only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, took from Our Lady, the Lady of us all, the Holy Theotokos, Saint Mary. He made it one with His divinity without mingling, without confusion, and without alteration. He confessed a good confession before Pontius Pilate. He gave it up for us upon the holy wood of the cross, of His own will for us all. Truly I believe that His divinity pardoned not from His humanity for a single moment nor a twinkling of an eye, given for us for salvation, remission of sins and eternal life to those who partake of Him. I believe that this is true. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. I believe that this is true. Amen. Pray for us and all for all Christians who said to us concerning them, remember us in the house of the Lord. سلام ومحبة ربنا يسوع المسيح تكون معكم. رتلوا بنشيد الليل ويا صلوا من أجل التناول في استحقاق هذه الأسماء المقدسة الطاهرة أسمائية Lord have mercy
Doxasi Kyrie Doxasi
Yeah. Oro and sab o
Can he and can I can
Thank you.
Christus be
الحاجات والنسوة وما هن الطيب إلى قبري بكل تمام وازددنا في البكاء والنحي بالمسيح نظرنا الحجر دحرج والحراس كانوا قيام وملاك الرب لهن ظهر المسيح خاطبنا من تطلبنا الحي مع الأموات قد قام لكن اذهبنا للرسل وقلنا المسيح
and highest and send member us for all their mercy and give us our sins. Amen. Glory to God in highest.
Peace on earth and goodwill toward men. Amen. Alleluia. Yavuk sabbatidi ke yo ke agiop ke nin ke oin ke sosi na soni ononami emoje oben cho sinsos befere soseb oro ente eb o u afton fevo cheni esmo otchem bi o emma shom sozi mono sone mine svoe yes moe roya timetania koni evol gompi esmo
amin be Christos benoti
amin
O Lord, make us worthy to pray thankfully, our Father who art in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory.
Now, love of God, the Father's grace, and the begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, give us the communion of the Holy Spirit, be with you all, go in peace, peace the Lord be with you all, amen. Christos Anesti. Please make sure you have your kids with you. Some of them fell asleep. We're not liable for any lost kids. Okay?